The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam.
Ancient words will guide us home.
Again, he just needs a few good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come, you all rise to our feet, please. Everybody, please stand to your feet. All right, lift your Bibles up and let's sing together.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. Treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. My Bible and I. Oh, I have a wonderful treasure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
Father, thank you for the journey of life.
Amen.
Thank you for the year 2019. The first Sunday of 2019. We appreciate you and we love you. Grateful to you for this opportunity we have to keep on serving you and to inherit a series of victories in our lives. I pray and I'm asking that you be gracious to every one of us. Help us not to fail in 2019, but we'll do well and excel. Be gracious to everyone here today. Show us your strength and show us your favor. We embrace your kindness and your generosity. Do for us what we can never do for ourselves. Establish your purposes in our lives. Rule and reign in every life and be glorified. I give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Whilst you sit, turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I'm happy to be sitting by you this first Sunday. Now tell him, look at him and tell him that this year I want to be sitting by you every Sunday. No, tell him like you mean it. Tell him like you mean it. Tell him every Sunday I'll reserve this chair for you. Oh, talk to him seriously. Tell him every Sunday I'll reserve this chair for you. You're drinking water. Talk to him. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You see, no chair is owned by anybody. But as you keep coming, you register your place. Do you understand? That's how it is. Nobody owns any chair in the church. But as you keep coming, you just register your place. And then your neighbor to your left or your right becomes your friend. Because you cannot be sitting by enemy every Sunday. Are you here or go home? So we become friends. And therefore, there's somebody you can look forward to meeting on Sunday. And when you come and your neighbor doesn't come, at least you know somebody can give you a call. What do you think about that? So it's always nice to sit by a nice person. Don't sit by a horrible person. Ask your neighbor, are you horrible or you are nice? No, ask him, are you horrible or you are a nice person? Because some people are horrible to sit by. Their faces are frightening. The attitude is scary. You can't feel at ease when you laugh and they are looking at you like a lion. So ask your neighbor again, are you horrible or you are nice? No, I say ask. You see, the fact that you're not asking shows you're horrible. I ask, are you horrible or you are nice? Wow. May you have good friends in church. Can I have an amen? Are you excited to be here? Well, everybody's looking very white. The church is looking very whitish. It's a blessing of the Lord. Amen. And we want to trust God. We are full of expectation in 2019. Did you say amen to that? We are full of expectation. It's going to be good. Series of victories. Series of victories. Series of victories. Before I came to the second service, somebody got me up and said that I've just gotten a brand new job. I see you also giving a testimony in Jesus' name. He said, Bishop, just the beginning of this year, I'm walking into a brand new office. May that be your story in the name of Jesus. Series of victories. Series of victories. Hallelujah. Wonderful. I'm going to look at two scriptures this morning, and then we'll be closing. Amen. Right. Luke chapter 1, and we're going to be reading a short passage and just two important passages of scripture, and then we'll be moving from there. Amen. All right, verse 40. All right. Okay, I'm trying to open my tablet. All right, tablet. Okay, chapter 2, please, chapter 2. Okay. Ask your neighbor, do you have a Bible? Now, if he said yes, ask him, do you read your Bible every day? What was the answer? What a shock. Okay, let me read a passage to you quickly, and then at a point, I'd ask you to join. The pulpit carriers who are outside, come back after you've danced nicely to carry the pulpit. Come and sit inside the church now. All right. Beautiful. Right. And the child grew. Okay, let's read verse 40, and then you leave me to read the rest. Read it out. Ready, go. And the child grew and walked strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. All right, let me read the rest to you. Now, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. All right, let me read from the New Living Translation, verse number 41. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12 years old, they attended the festival as usual. After the celebration was over, they started home to Nazareth. But Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't miss him at all at first, because they assumed he was among the other travelers. But when he didn't show up that evening, they started looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him there. 3 days later, they finally discovered him in the temple. What a place to be discovered. May be discovered in the right place. May your parents never go and look for you in the nightclub. That is one prayer I pray for parents and children all the time. When I'm praying for children, naming ceremony and adoring and dedication, I pray that if you are lost, maybe lost in church and not in the nightclub, they can't find you and they are calling the disco DJ to find out where you are. Mr. DJ, where is my son? What a shock. That is the place where you are. They are looking for you. May you never go and look for your children at the wrong place. If you have shouted amen. It's serious. One day, Benny Hinn went to look for his daughter in the nightclub, because his daughter said he was going to the nightclub and he wasn't coming. So he went there and sat in the nightclub. He found his daughter and he said, "I'm sitting here till you close and we go home." What a shock. Benny Hinn. Hey. But your child will love church. When you see, one of the beautiful things I've seen is that many children, when we close church, parents stay because the children want to hang around in church. It's a beautiful thing that your child will like, because if you go abroad, the sound is a little loud, isn't it? Loud in front here. But that doesn't mean turn me off. I beg you. If you go abroad, churches are full. Not full, but churches fill the church that are occupied by elderly people in their 60s and 70s. And the children are sleeping because they went to nightclub in the night and they're sleeping at home. But bless God, in our country, they said that Ghana and another country, there are two countries in the world where under 40s believe in God more than any other country in the world. It's a blessing. I saw somebody who clap your hands for the Lord. May your children always serve God. I said, may your children always serve God. If you are under 40 here, you are fulfilling a good scripture. Say amen. Love church. Love the house of God. Love to be among the people of God. Can I have an amen? So the Bible says that the parents of them continue reading to you. Verse 46. 3 days later, they finally discovered him in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, listening to them and asking questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. His parents didn't know what to think. Son, his mother said to him, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantic, searching for you everywhere. But why did you need to search? He asked. Didn't you know that I must be in my father's house? This year, may you be found in your father's house. Yeah. No, if you didn't say amen, you're a suspect. Yeah. I said, this year, 2019, may you be found in your father's house. Yeah. The church is your father's house. Tell your neighbor, I'm in my father's house. That's how I'm feeling free. You see, if you come to church and you are stiff and dry, you are a stranger. Because when you come to my house, my little daughter comes to my room without knocking. She runs in because she's in her father's house. If you come to church and you don't dance, you don't shout, you don't clap, you are a stranger. Because when you're in your father's house, you feel free. I'm preaching to you right there. As I'm preaching to you right there, you want to hang around the father's house. You want to stay around. Impossible. You want to even sleep in the church. About a beer. I'm telling you, yesterday I was begging my little daughter to go to her room and sleep. He said, Daddy, I'd like to sleep in your bed. I said, hey. In fact, she always goes to sleep in our bedroom. So I give her 2 CDs each day. She sleeps in her own bed. I have to bribe my daughter because I'll say I'll go. You know, he spoils the game. What kind of behavior is that? What a shock. And she sleeps in between us like that. And my wife will hold her and say, hey, get up and go to your room. So when she goes to her room and she wakes, comes and one, Daddy, my 2 CDs. I said, I'll make it 3 CDs if you sleep there tomorrow also. And honestly, I pay her. You can see her money box. 2 CDs a day. 2 CDs a day. For sleeping in the room. But at least 2 CDs for freedom there, I can pay. I can pay. It's not a problem. But the problem is that when she wakes up at dawn, then she's coming. But maybe that's when the game is starting to. Anyway, let's stay with the word. Let's stay with the word. Are you still in church? Can I continue preaching to you? May you feel free in your father's house. I said, may you feel free in your father's house. And if your neighbor is not making you feel free, he's a stranger. Because you can sit by people who are too stiff. I'm preaching. Tell your neighbor that we are in our father's house. I'm free to laugh. I'm free to dance. Hallelujah. And some of you ladies, it's your makeup that's not making you rejoice. You can't laugh. You don't want to sweat because of the makeup you have made. Hey, this is your father's house. I said, this is your father's house. Don't allow your makeup to stop you from dancing, sweating, crying, laughing. Be free in your father's house. Shout hallelujah. Are you here of Go Home? Look, this I want us to have be a lively church, a living church, a breathing church, because we have come to a great place. I say it's a great place. It's our Father's house. Can I have an amen? Let me continue reading to you. So the Bible says, which verse are we on? Verse 49. It said, but why do you need to search? He asked, didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house? But they didn't understand what he meant. 51. Then he returned to Nazareth. Can you all join me read 51 and 52 together? Everybody ready? Go. Then he returned to Nazareth and was obedient to them in a heart. Verse 52. Can we have the King James Version, 51, 52, so we can read 51, 52, so we can all read together. Ready, go. Let's read again. Ready, go. But his mother kept all these in her heart. Verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Amen. We are going to look at second reading shortly, but this is where I want to emphasize, and then we will end with the second scripture. Hallelujah. But the Bible says in verse 40, and then we come back to 52, verse 40 of the same chapter, and the child grew and walked strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And then 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom. Hallelujah. He increased in stature, and he increased in favor with God and man. May this be your testimony in 2019. You will increase in wisdom. I say you will increase in wisdom. You will increase in stature. You will increase in favor with God and with man. Shout amen properly. Hallelujah. Look, 2019. We say it's a year of our expecting series of victories. Series of them. Several victories are coming your way. Amen. I say several victories are coming your way. Amen. Now in this passage, we see how Mary kept all the things that were happening in Jesus' lives in her heart. She didn't understand them. She didn't know what it meant. But somehow, you know, when Jesus said, must I not be about my father's business? Because they saw the way he was speaking to, asking questions to the lawyers and to the very educated people, and how they were exchanging, talking, and he was answering all that, and they were all amazed. And Mary didn't know what was going on. And Jesus said, I must be about my father's business. Mary didn't understand, but she kept it in her heart. It's not everything that you understand, but keep it in your heart. Can I have an amen? It'll come to pass one day. One day you understand. You know, sometimes it's not every message that you hear that you can even relate with. But don't discard it. One day you will need that message. I'm preaching. I said, sometimes when the preaching is coming, you feel this preaching is not me. Don't discard it. Keep it. One day you will need that message. Say amen. But anyway, three things I want us to see this morning to, so that we can carry on quickly. Bible says Jesus increased, number one, in wisdom. You will increase in wisdom in Jesus' name. No, I didn't hear your amen at the back. I said you will increase in wisdom. Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and tell him you will increase in wisdom. Hallelujah. Mommy, happy new year. You will increase in wisdom. I say you will increase in wisdom. Now, wisdom is not acquired just by going to a university. Are you there? Wisdom is not acquired just by passing GSS and going to SHS. There's a wisdom that comes from God. And there's a wisdom that is from this earth. And my prayer for you is that you increase in the wisdom that comes from God. Now, the word wisdom we see here comes from experience. Jesus increased in wisdom through experience. Hallelujah. Experience will make you be wise. Experience will make you wise. Somebody say amen. There's something that you must go through. Bible says that Jesus learned obedience by the thing that he suffered. The experience that Jesus had made him wise. I'm preaching. So you see, we acquire wisdom by experience. Amen. The word wisdom we see here is also good judgment. Somebody say good judgment. In 2019, you'll be taking decisions based on judgments. May you take good judgment in Jesus' name. Can I have an amen? Good judgment. You are judging and judge properly. Hallelujah. You weigh issues and things. I pray that God will guide you to take wise decisions in 2019. May you not take decisions that will destroy your life. Somebody say amen. That is good judgment. Amen. And the meaning of the word wisdom is common sense. Common sense. They say common sense is not common. Am I right? Common sense is not common. Because sometimes you wonder why this person is doing it. Does he not have common sense? Vanessa, do you understand what I'm saying? Where have you been? I've not been seeing you regularly. Common sense will tell you to go to church. So why don't you go to church? Common sense will tell you to do this. It's common sense. You see, that's what we call street wisdom. You don't learn it in school, but you know that this is the right thing to do at this time. But many of us throw away our common sense. But 2019, God will help you. I said, God will help you. Tony, I said, God is going to help you. Hallelujah. All right. It also means foresight. Foresight. May God give you foresight. May you see ahead of life. May you not take decisions that will plunge you into accidents. Can I have an amen? Amen. Brothers, if you are not married, may you have foresight. May you take good decisions, good judgment. Good judgment and foresight. Foresight. Don't look at her now. Look at her in the future. Brother, don't look at the brother now. Look at how where he is going. And may you have foresight. Let every sister say amen. Amen. There are some people, if you look at their present, you'll not marry them. But if God opens your eyes and you see where they are going, you can see that this person will be a nice guy. May God give you foresight in the name of Jesus. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? Yeah. So Jesus grew in wisdom. Now, I'm saying to you that there are two types of wisdom. Look at James chapter 3. James chapter 3 and verse number 13. James 3:13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Verse 14. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and devilish. So you see, there's a kind of wisdom here. And the Bible says that this wisdom is earthly, sensual, and devilish. William, are you with me? Now, there's a kind of wisdom. And the Bible says that this wisdom is earthly, sensual, and devilish. What wisdom is this? What type of wisdom? Look at, let's go to the previous verses again. 13, quickly. Who is wise and so on? Now, 14. Go to 14. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. So, when there is envy, when there's strife, when there's bitterness, it's a kind of wisdom that is earthly, sensual, and devilish. I'm glad you are clapping your hands. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. There's a kind of wisdom that is earthly, that is sensual, and that is devilish. I'm preaching. But there's another kind of wisdom that is heavenly. Let's go on and look. We'll come back here. 16 before 17. 16. For where there's envy and strife, there is confusion and every evil work. But look at 17 now. It says, but the wisdom that is from above, the one that gives us heart, the one that gives us increase in, that is from above, is first pure, then peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. How many of you are hearing me today? So you see two types of wisdom. Do you understand? Remember, do you know what I'm saying? Two types of wisdom. This is not a wisdom that comes from reading books. It doesn't come by going to this school or that school. It comes from God. And there are two sorts of wisdom. One is from this earth and one is from heaven. But Jesus grew in the wisdom that is from heaven. Can I have an amen? Am I talking to anybody here? So you see, the wisdom that is from this earth, it is full of bitterness. So anybody whose heart is full of bitterness, unforgiveness, envy, and strife, it is, Bible said, this wisdom is earthly, sensual, and devilish. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. So it means that if you are bitter against that sister, the devil is using you. Stand up, let me talk to you. Do you understand? If there's any sister you are bitter, you don't talk to, that wisdom is devilish. Not only you, all the choristers, I'm talking to all of you together. I'm preaching. If there's anybody you can't stand, you can't get along with, you don't want to see his face or her face, this wisdom is earthly, sensual, and devilish. What a word. What a word. Am I talking to anybody here? If your wife hates you and say, I don't want to talk to my wife, you have said, hey, for 2 days, this wisdom is what? Earthly, sensual, and
Could it be that many of you still have devils using you? Could it be that devil is working in you? Because you don't talk to that man, you don't talk to that woman. You don't want to see her face. Oi. Look, 2019, I don't want the devil to stand in the way of your victories. I said the devil cannot stand in the way of your victories. Shout amen. So I don't want you to inherit earthly wisdom, sensual wisdom, and devilish wisdom. I'm preaching so well. Are you what I'm saying? You see, because every time, because the devil knows that you have been destined for a blessing, and he cannot take your blessing, he will bring things your way to stop you from inheriting your blessing. So he'll make you angry with something, angry with somebody, bitter against somebody. He'll make you envious of somebody. He'll make you begin to not flow along with this person or that person. And so that your blessing will be hindered and stopped. But the devil is a liar. Amen. I said the devil is a liar. Amen. 2019, nothing can stop your blessing. Amen. I said nothing can stop your blessing. Amen. Say, preach, Bishop, preach. Yeah. If I step on Auntie B's toes, Auntie B can be bitter against me. But the Bible says wisdom from above. Let's go. The wisdom from above. So the one from above, it is first pure and then peaceable. 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 And then gentle. Can I have an amen? So if Auntie B, I step on Auntie B's toes, Auntie B gets angry. Me, I'm going to my Zion. She's not going anywhere by the grace of God. Can I have an amen? You see, the devil is speaking, using somebody's offense to destroy your blessing. I mean, as you're sitting in church here, you can't smile, you can't laugh. Because before you came here, somebody really offended you. You got a testament that you felt like replying an insult. Amen. But the wisdom from above, I would say, it is full of mercy. Full of mercy. So you see, when I step on Auntie B's toes, Auntie B, if she has wisdom from above, she will be full of mercy. She will say, oh, Bishop didn't see. He stepped on my toe by mistake. That's a merciful person. Clap your hands for the Lord. Then he's making excuse for my mistake. I'm preaching. Are you saying? Because I step on her toes, true, she sweats. She's feeling the pain. But she's making room for my mistake. And even if she mistakes something, some room full of mercy will always make room for others' mistakes. Some of us are so judgmental. You see, Jesus see the wisdom from above. That's why later he taught and said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Amen. That's the wisdom from above. I said, that's the wisdom from above. That's the wisdom from above. You are mercy, full of mercy. Some of us are full of revenge. I'm preaching. Full of revenge. I will show him. When you are laughing with others, when you see this one, all your laughter finishes. Are you there? Hello? Can I have the other mic? This one's keep going on off. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. How many of you are hearing me today? You don't have mercy in your life. You are full of revenge. I'll pay him back. I'll show him where power lies. I'll tell him my peace of mind. I will never talk to him till I die. Your wisdom is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Yes. Yeah. Ladies, are you understand what I'm saying? Are you what I'm saying? It's true that boy didn't treat you well. But show mercy. Why? Because one day, you also need mercy. I said one day, you also You need somebody to show. Yes, blessed is the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. If you show mercy today, tomorrow, you too shall need somebody's mercy. Hello? Hello, are you there? Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me? Can you hear me anywhere? Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him or her. Ask him, are you merciful? Are you merciful? Or ask him, are you judgmental? You like judging people? You are full. I mean, look at him and ask him. Ask him. Hey! I'm preaching. Hallelujah! Are you full? Do you have a heavenly wisdom? Do you have a heavenly wisdom? Full of mercy. Full of mercy. 2019, may you be full of mercy in Jesus' name. May mercy fill your life. I said, may mercy fill your life. May you learn to release people from your hearts so the blessing of God can enter your hearts. Say, I believe it and I receive it. Your life will be full of mercy. That's called a heavenly wisdom. The wisdom from above. The wisdom from above. The wisdom from above. The wisdom from above. It's a wisdom which is gentle. Gentle. So if you are too rough. Rough. You don't know how to talk to anybody. You talk by heart. Sister, you are not, brother, you are not gentle. I'm preaching. I said, you talk by heart. He said, me, that's how I am. I speak my peace of mind. But your peace of mind is rubbish. Stop speaking rubbish and speak sense. Say amen. The father, you have to say your mind. That doesn't mean you must say speak rubbish. Tell the one sitting by you, you are the reason for this. You are the reason for this point. Have you heard people say that, as for me, I don't care. I will say what I have to say. Have you heard somebody say that before? The person is not, has not had the wisdom of God. Yes. Yeah, you don't have the wisdom of God. I'm not saying that be hypocritical. I'm saying that your Bible says that words, thickly spoken, are like pictures of God in apples, and it's like apples of God in pictures of silver. When you say the right words, even if you are correcting, you can correct in a way that can be received well. I'm preaching. So if you are too harsh, you talk by heart to any man. That's why all the men are leaving you. I shouldn't say it. I'm saying it. You are too some way. Too some way. I know couples, when you're angry, they insult each other. They can insult their mother. They can insult their father. They can insult their great-grandmother, their great-great-grand. Hey! What language is that? What language is that? But that wisdom is gentle. Peaceable. Peaceable. So if you are not at peace with yourself, you can quarrel with everybody. You can even quarrel with your own self. You can quote even with your shoe. You can quote with your shoe. Foolish shoe. I won't wear you again. I mean, you are quote with every, even your own shoe. You are quote with your shoe. Useless dress. I wear. The dress cannot hear what you are quote with everybody, including your own dress. Your own hair, wig. You are quote with your wig. Useless. Foolish wig. I throw you away. I banned you in the name of. What a shock. May you be a peaceful person. Maybe somebody, people enjoy living with you. They enjoy sitting with you. They enjoy fellowshipping with. But if you are not peaceful and peaceable, everybody stays out of your way. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Today is the first Sunday. You will never miss your blessing in 2019 in Jesus' name. I said you will not miss your blessing. You be a peaceable person. I said, be a peaceable person. You be a gentle brother. A gentle sister. Receive that blessing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Don't be proud of your temper. Can I say that again? I said, don't be proud of your temper. Yes. 1 week I've not talked to your wife, and you are normal in the house, and you know how to pray. You know how to. Hey! You are making noise. Nobody's here. Your prayer is not going anywhere. 1 week you can't talk to your wife, and you are praying in tongues. You can pray in Zuma. You can pray in Ewe. You can pray in language. Your prayer is not going anywhere. Yeah. Your wife. Your husband can't touch you because you're angry. Well, I shouldn't say it. I'm saying it. You are wearing jeans with belts when you are going to bed. Oh, you are not in church today. Are you in church? Are you in church? Am I talking to anybody here? Yeah, it's a good message for the beginning of the year. So if when you're angry, the person calls you, never pick the call. I won't pick the call. And because you're angry, welcome out to him when your heart falls into your stomach. Before I say, I cannot pick the call. Because you're angry. What a shock. But the wisdom from above is what? Peaceable. Gentle. Pure. Easy to be entreated. Easy to be entreated. That means that you can be advised easily. What a word. I said, what a word. Are you there? Easy to be entreated. That's the wisdom from God. Wisdom from God. You can advise. I said, listen, J Monka, this is in Ghana.
Memory, Miss Anyajo.
Memory, yes, Anyajo. Hey! How do you say it in that way? How do you say it in that way?
Jijo,
pardon, you didn't hear. Please stand up and say it properly. Whether he's lying to us.
Jijo.
That's all.
Hello, Dasilenu.
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 Jijo, Dasilenu. Jem Monka. Leave the matter to drop. May that be your name in the name of Jesus. Easy to be entreated. So if, when you are angry, nobody can stand in front of you. Makota Shabahataya. May God deliver you from the spirit of destruction. I say, may God from the spirit of destruction. Hallelujah. Easy to be entreated. Amen. Good fruits. May there be good fruits in your life. I say, may there be good fruits in your life. Shout amen. Without partiality, the wisdom from God, it doesn't know between Ewe and Asante. We are all the same before God. Washed by the same blood. Healed by the same Jesus. May there be no partiality in your life. I say, may there be no partiality in your life. Am I preaching? I said, am I preaching? Without partiality and without hypocrisy. Put your hand on your neighbor and drive out the spirit of hypocrisy. Cast it out of his life. Hey, lay your hands on her. Lay your hands. Drive it out. Every hypocrisy. I said, lay your hands on your neighbor and drive it out. May you not be a hypocrite. May you serve God in sincerity. 2019, may there not be hypocrisy around us. Shout hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. Are you here? That's the wisdom that Jesus grew in. He increased in this wisdom. You will increase in this wisdom. I said you will increase in this wisdom. 2019, you will increase in this wisdom. Shout amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? I feel like beating you. You. Should I beat him? People around say I should beat you. Mercy. Full of mercy. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. One day you will need mercy. One day, you mean, as you are gossiping about that sister, you too, one day, you also make a mistake and you also need mercy. Shout amen. Jesus, increase. I see you increasing in wisdom. I see you increasing in heavenly wisdom. As I see you increasing in heavenly wisdom. Shout amen. The Bible says that he also increased. Sit down, let me finish now. He increased in stature. What's my part? He increased in stature. Increase in stature doesn't just mean your physical strength or your muscles. Amen. To increase in stature means to increase in your level of importance and reputation. Shout amen. To increase in stature means to increase in your prestige, your prominence, your influence, and your renown. I know you didn't hear what I said. Catherine, did you hear what I said? Should I ask you the points? Very good. What does it mean to increase in stature, Catherine? I should repeat it. Full of mercy. All right. She was chatting. That's why I caught her. But I'm full of mercy. So I won't tell you that she was chatting. I'm just telling you that, you see, to increase in stature means increase in your influence. 2019, you will increase in your influence. Shout amen. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? You will increase in your prominence. You will increase in your reputation and you will increase in your importance. You will be important in the church. Oh, you should have shouted amen. You will increase in your importance in the church. Pastor Kweku, I want your importance in the church to increase. I don't want to decrease. You understand? Because some people's influence can decrease. But I don't want your influence to decrease. I want it to increase. That means that you become more useful. More and more useful. If you are doing well in 2018, may you do better in 2019. May you increase in your influence. So if there are 80 choristers, by the end of 2019, may there be 150 choristers. That means that your influence is increasing. I'm preaching. If you're a center leader, you have 40 members. May your influence increase in 2019. Come on, shout amen. By the end of 2019, you have 100 members in your center. Let somebody say, I receive it. If you're a bus center leader, you're going to come to church with two buses. Let somebody say, I receive it. You will increase in your importance. You will increase in your influence. 2019, I don't want to come to church and be talking, hey, some people, what is happening? No. May you increase in your importance and influence. Everybody who is working in the house of God, may you increase in your importance and your influence. What a word I'm preaching. I know what a word I'm preaching. Query says, hymn squad, you hear what I'm saying? 2019, may you sing better than you sang in 2018. Increase in your reputation. I say increase in your reputation. Hallelujah. I went to Antibi's shop the other day. And I saw a lady there and I asked Antibi, is she doing well? She said, Bishop, I'll tell you that she's one of the most hardworking, loyal people in my office. I was very happy. Because by what she has said, by the commendation that TB has given about the lady, if a brother needs a wife, I'm sure she will commend that sister. Because now, her influence has become bigger. It was only in the shop. Now the bishop himself is involved. May you increase in your influence in Jesus' name. Whatever you are doing, you are going to increase in your influence and your importance. As you're going to increase your influence and your importance, Jesus increased in stature. In stature. He was a carpenter's son. But by the time he got to 30, people knew that this is a different carpenter. He's a different worker. There's something about this guy. He delivers on time. He does his work with precision. He's very organized. He's very orderly. When he says he will come, he will come. He keeps to his word. May you increase in your reputation. What a word I'm preaching. You'll be prominent in the house of God. You'll be prominent in your office. You'll be in the next person to be promoted in your office. Say, I receive it. Because you work hard. Because you are dedicated. Because you are committed. If you are looking for somebody to go for some extra course in America, you will receive a letter that we are asking to go for 6 weeks course in America. Someone say, I receive it. I just prophesied. I just prophesied. Someone is about to receive a letter to go for a course in America. May that be you. May you give a testimony of that in Jesus' name. It will happen. I said it will happen. Do you believe it? Your reputation becoming good. 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 You are faithful. You are loyal. You are dependable. They can count on you. You are committed. You are sincere. You're honest. Short amen. And number three, Jesus increased in favor. He increased in favor. Favor means approval. Favor means support. To favor means to like some, to develop a liking for someone. Amen. Jesus increased in favor. Hallelujah. You receive supernatural support for your life. You have shouted amen. 2019, you will be a favored child. You will be a favored employee. You will be a favored employee. You will be a favored son. You will be a favored daughter. Receive it in Jesus' name. May you increase in favor. I said, may you increase in favor. May you increase in favor. May God send supernatural help into your life. I said, supernatural help is coming to your life. Somebody important will like you. Can I say it again? Somebody important will like you. Someone important will help you. Someone important will step into your life. May you increase in favor in Jesus' name. Let those who believe say, I receive it. And then let somebody say, I receive it. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Somebody will like you. Somebody will like you. Somebody will be an unduly concerned about you. Someone will be supernaturally interested in you. Any help I want, I will give this person help. I will help him. I will help her. I will promote her. I will commend her. I will push him forward. May you be light and favored in Jesus' name. I pray for increase of favor. Increase of favor. Increase of favor. Increase of favor. Receive it now in Jesus' name. I'm prophesying to you. As I'm prophesying to you, there's a chair reserved for you. There's a chair reserved for somebody here. May you sit on that chair. May nobody else occupy your chair. May you walk into that office and sit on that chair. Receive the blessing of God for your life. If you're not around, they wait for you. I said they wait for you. I said they will wait for you. That'll be your portion. Amen. That'll be your portion. Amen. 2019. Your series of victories are starting right now. I say your series of victories are starting right now. Kato shanda kabahatos. Zambandiri kobaldi batahande. 2019. You not end as a failure. You not end in disaster. You will increase in wisdom. You will increase in stature. You will increase in favor. I said 2019. You'll increase in wisdom. Wisdom is increasing in your life. 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 You'll increase in stature. Your strength will not wane. Any sickness that is supposed to cripple you, may God reverse that verdict in Jesus' name. May you be strong physically. May you be strong in your reputation. May you be strong in the area of your calling. You will be strong. Say, I will be strong. Come on, say like you believe it. Say, I will be strong. Say, I will increase in stature. And 2019, you'll increase in favor. 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 Receive it now in Jesus' name. You go for the interview. They'll not ask you any question. They'll rather serve you tea. Are you there? When you go for the interview, they'll be talking about Chelsea and Liverpool. When you are gone for something important, they say, oh, we know that you're calling the job. We give the job to you. We give that place to you. May you walk through open doors. I said, may you walk through open doors. In 2019, you shall walk through open doors. Favor is coming to you. 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 Clap your hands for the Lord. Somebody here, when you enter that office, the CEO will stand up and stretch a hand to you and say, oh, welcome. I've been expecting you. May you be that person in the name of Jesus. You'll be blessed. They'll be looking for you because you're increasing in wisdom. You're increasing in stature. And you're increasing in favor. Stand to your feet, everybody. And clap your hands for the Lord. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you excited today? I want you to move to five people and tell them you're increasing in wisdom, stature, and favor. Hug them and tell them. Hug them. Three things: wisdom, stature. I say hug them. Hug them and tell them. Wisdom, stature, and favor. Wisdom, stature, and favor. Wisdom. Everybody move out of your chair. Hug five and tell them wisdom, stature, and favor. Add five more, add five more, add five more.
Chosen generation, called for to show His excellence. Oh, all I require for life, God has given me. I know who I am. Oh, we chosen generation, called for to show His excellence.
Oh, oh.
All I require for life, God has given me. I know who I am. I know who God says I am. What He says I am. Where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am. What He says I am. Where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of favor. I know who I am.
Walking in power.
I'm walking in power.
I'm walking in miracles.
I live a life of favor. I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can you see His glory? I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. You can see His glory. I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. You can see His glory. I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. You can see His glory. I know who I am.
Father, we lift our hands to you today. 2019, may we grow. May we increase.
Yes.
May we increase,
yes,
in wisdom.
Yes.
May we increase,
yes,
in stature.
Amen.
May we increase,
yes,
in favor.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May our series of victories come to us.
Amen.
May our series of victories come to us.
Amen.
Today, as you come to your table, eat the bread and drink the wine. We are praying for supernatural power and strength.
Amen.
To come into every life. Amen. Bless your people.
Yes.
Bless your children.
Amen.
And be gracious to us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. We have the pastors and leaders in front here as we hold the communion.
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young, and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word, gather around the table of the Lord. his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shout together to the Lord, who has promised our reward. Happiness a hundredfold, where we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. Gather round the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Close your eyes with me. Father, this morning, the first Sunday of the year 2019, as we eat the bread and drink the wine, we pray for increase in wisdom, increase in stature, and increase in favor. Let our blessing come to us speedily. Visit us early with your mercy. Visit us early with your blessing. Do for us what you, God, you are good at doing. Bless your children and honor them. Everyone that shall eat this bread and drink this wine, may they experience increase in these three fronts to your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take it around. Everybody take a piece. Make sure everybody is served very, very quickly.
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young, and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. Gather around the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shout together to the Lord, who has promised our reward. Happiness a hundredfold, and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. Gather around the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing our song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus gave a new command that we love our fellow man till we reach the promised land where we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. Gather round the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young, and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. Gather round the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Lift up the body. Who has not been it. Can I see your hand? All the side to my left, towards the end. Please, can we all stand so that I'll know those who are beset? Everybody stand. We're having communion. Stand quick. If you can stand, I'll be grateful. All right. Give me a wave. Give me a wave. You have not been saved yet. All of you on this side. Right. Isn't that the... Is it finished? Please keep your hand up if you are not being saved so that they can save you. All those to my left side. Okay, let's sing for the last time.
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young, and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word, gather around the table of the Lord. His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Lift up the brain. Say the body of the Lord.
The body of the Lord.
The body of the Lord. Shall all eat it together. Now lift up the cup of blessing. Lift it up high. This you hold is called the cup of blessing. 2019, may you be blessed. May every curse give way to the blessing of God. 2019, may you walk through open doors. May God litter your way with favors. May God litter your path with supernatural help. In the name of Jesus, everyone that shall drink this cup shall not inherit a curse, but shall inherit a blessing. You shall not inherit defeat, you shall inherit victory. You shall not inherit disgrace, you shall inherit honor. I bless everyone holding this cup. As you drink this cup of blessing, may your life change forever. May God open for you doors that can never be opened. May every wall raised against you be broken down. May you jump through every troop and run over every troop. You will not fail. You will not fail. You will not fail.
Amen.
You will not fail.
Amen.
For series of victories are coming your way.
Amen.
Series of victories are coming your way.
Amen.
Receive it now.
Receive
it now.
I receive it.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say the blood of Jesus.
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 Shall we drink it together? Put your two hands on your head. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you are favored.
Amen.
You are favored.
Amen.
Help will come from places where you never thought it would come
Amen.
From.
Amen.
People who don't know you will help you.
Amen. Amen.
God is sending angels into your life.
Amen.
God is sending angels into your life.
Amen.
Human angels and supernatural angels.
Amen.
They will come into your life.
Amen.
They will come into your life.
Amen.
In 2019.
Amen.
I declare to you.
Yes, Lord.
You will walk in through open doors.
Yes, Amen. Lord.
No door shall be too shut that you cannot enter.
Amen.
May God use the master key to open that door.
Amen.
That door of promotion.
Amen.
That door of marriage.
Amen.
That door of children.
Amen.
That door of better job.
Amen.
That door of traveling and
coming back.
That door of supernatural involvement.
Amen.
May that door be opened for you.
Amen.
May financial door be opened for you.
Amen.
May spiritual door be opened for you.
Amen.
May doors of healings be opened for you.
Amen.
May doors of supernatural miracles
Amen.
Be opened for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I bless you this morning.
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 Amen.
Jesus. Breathe upon your people.
Yes, Lord.
Breathe power.
Yes, Lord.
Breathe strength.
Yes, Lord.
Newness of life.
Yes, Lord.
Restoration.
Yes, Lord.
Breathe it upon your people right now.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Receive the strength of God.
I receive it.
Receive the power of God.
I receive it.
Receive the favor of God.
I receive it.
Receive the wisdom of God.
I receive it.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Father.
Yes.
I curse anyone that shall curse these ones.
Amen.
Anybody that shall curse you is cursed.
Amen.
Anyone that shall bless you is blessed.
Amen.
May the blessings of Abraham come upon you.
Amen.
May the blessings of Abraham come upon you.
Amen.
May the work of your hand be blessed.
Amen.
May you see prosperity in the work of your hands.
Yes, Lord.
May you see benefit in the work of your hands.
Yes, Lord.
May you see favors in the work of your hands.
Amen.
May you receive wages from the work of your hands.
Amen.
May you receive supernatural involvement.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I bless your going out and coming in.
Yes, Amen. Lord.
I bless your going out and coming in.
Amen.
I bless your going out and coming in.
Amen.
When you go out, you come back safe.
Amen.
You go and you come back safe.
Amen.
You go and you come back safe.
Amen.
And now, if there be any sickness
yes.
moving in the realms and the atmospheres that is targeted for you, I reverse the power of that sickness.
Amen.
I reverse the power of that
Amen.
Sickness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you walk in the strength of God.
Amen.
May you walk under the power of God.
Amen.
May you walk under the grace of God.
Amen.
May God's power, may God's favor
yes.
work on your behalf.
Yes.
And may all see
yes.
the goodness of the Lord
yes.
in your life.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Jesus.
Be favored.
Yes,
be helped.
Amen.
Be assisted.
Amen.
Be promoted.
Amen.
Be lifted up.
Amen.
And may all see the glory of God.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And everybody shouted, Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Now before we sit, close your eyes with me. Before you take your seat, just close your eyes with me wherever you are. Now, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today, somebody invited you to church this first Sunday of 2019, or maybe you've come from time to time, but inside of your heart, you are not sure you are born again. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. You are not sure your name is written in heaven. Today, this first Sunday of 2019, don't walk out of here. I see so many people walking around. Please stay where you are. I'm praying now. That's a very important part of the service. This first Sunday, the 6th of January 2019, if you're here today, when he said, Bishop, I want to take God seriously. You want to say, Bishop, today I want Jesus to come into my heart.
I want to serve him the rest of my life. If you're here right now and you need Jesus in your life, lift up your right hand. Lift your hand up high. I see your hands. Wonderful. Lift your right hand up high. So many, I see all of your hands. Let it go higher than your head. Because I need to pray for you specially. Today, before we share the grace and go, there are some of you standing here in the front and at the back who need to take God seriously. When he said today, this Sunday morning, I want to take God seriously. Lift it up high. I see your hands over there. Lift it high, high above your head. Father, thank you for these hands. Save them. Make them brand new people. Now, if your hand is lifted up, I'd ask you to walk from where you are and come to me right now. Come.
Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray, and every joy sing every day. Washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day.
Lift your two hands up high with me and let's all say this prayer. The whole church, join us as you pray. Say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
this Sunday morning, I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
Forgive me
of all my sins. Come into my heart. Help me to serve you. Today,
6th January
2019.
I give my heart to you.
Please write my name
In the book of life.
My name is. Now mention your name.
Jeffrey.
Please, Lord.
My name is.
Mention your name. Please write my name.
In the book of life.
From today.
I promise to serve you.
All the days of my life.
Help me.
To serve you.
Help me.
To follow you.
Help me.
To walk with you.
All the days of my life.
From this moment. I am born again. I am a child of God. I will serve Jesus. The rest of my life. Thank you, Father. For hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name.
Amen.